you walk into a city street, you could be in Peru. You hear a voice a calling and you know it's meant for you. You stop all what you're doing and you join a merry mob, and before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. You're one of them in Honolulu, one in Moscow too, four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. Oh, when you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. The design is very simple, now sure they are all the same. Give razor out and scoring in an England-Ireland game. You know you're in an Irish pub when you walk through the door with a couple of lads of Bowron's, Murder and Christy Moore. You're one of them in Honolulu, one in Moscow too, four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. Oh, whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. The owner is Norwegian, the manager comes from Cork. There's a fella holding up the bar, says only Egypt's work. He was born and reared in Bolton Street, his mother's from Kildare. He says he'll make his fortune and move to County Clare. You're one of them in Honolulu, one in Moscow too, four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. Oh, whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. It's time for me to go, I have to catch me train. I leave you drinking porter here now in the wind and rain. I'll get that pint you owe me if I'm not gone on the drive, when we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Baton Rye. You're one of them in Honolulu, one in Moscow too, oh, four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. Oh, whether you sing or pull a pint, you'll always have a job. Wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Well, welcome back to our next edition of A Low World with Mike Cara. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And with me today is Aidan Doyle, who is a great Irish folk singer, songwriter, musician, performer, who is actually from Ireland, in Ireland, in County Laois, Ireland. And we're so blessed and honored, Aidan, that you could be here today and tell us all about, you know, your great music. And first of all, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your background and where your love and passion for music comes from?
Yeah, indeed, Mike. It's great to be with you. As I played music in Florida a couple of years ago. I did a tour over there, 29 gigs in Tampa Bay, and it was lovely. But I'm from a little county called Laois, County Laois. I'm a town called Port Arlington. That's where I was born and reared. As you can see behind me, I'm very much into my Irish heritage. So my music is all kind of related to all our history. And we have quite a bit of history in our past. And I'm always kind of watching out for other history, new history that's coming along. Because as a singer-songwriter, we like to watch out for whatever we can, and then we can kind of progress and write a few songs ourselves. But so my music is really, all the Irish music that I sing, it's like history lessons, you know. And I tell tales and stories before I sing the songs, so I'm able to tell people what the songs are about. I would my everyday job is in a place called Temple Bar in Dublin, which is very much geared up towards the tourist industry, so we would have visitors from all over the world. And then my job is to go in and sing songs and tell stories and get the atmosphere going, and sort of show people what the Irish culture is all about. I know people think it's all about drinking pints and drinking whiskies and all that, which is true too, like, you know. But, yeah, so that's my job, my everyday job before the pandemic came along, obviously. I haven't played music in Temple Bar in almost a year and a half now. As there's nothing happening, we're not allowed to play music in pubs at the moment, so there's nothing we can do. We're only coming out of our lockdown, you know.
Right, yeah. So, Aidan, I wanted to ask you, you know, a question. Being in Ireland, you know, authentic Irish folk musician. Now, one of the things we see in movies, especially here in this country, America, you know, we see a lot of, you know, Irish pubs where everybody is singing songs and actually singing Irish songs. I mean, in your experience when performing, does the whole audience or whole crowd join in and sing with you?
Oh, yeah. What you see in the films, Mike, is exactly what happens here. And when I was younger, I spent a lot of time in the pubs listening to older guys. And so what you would have is you could have lads in and what we call Shanog singing. Is what you would call a cappella singing. So it's singing without instruments. And Ireland is renowned for it, but we call it Shanog singing. So it's an old method of singing, and the reason it's been used a lot and has been used a lot in the past was that people were very poor over here, and they didn't have money for instruments or for guitars or for banjos or, you know. So what they did was they played. See what's behind me on the wall there. That's what's called a bowron. Now the bowron is made from goat skin, and it's stretched around a circular frame, and it's played with a stick between the fingers, and that would just make the beat. So what these guys did was they just developed a way of singing without instruments, and the stories would have been it very much pronounced inside in the songs, like, and you had what's called over here. We had guys called Shanachies. Now, a Shanachie, that's an Irish word, but a Shanachie is the Irish for a storyteller. So these guys would sit at the fire and they'd tell stories about all the things that happened in our past, and then they would belt into a song, and everybody in the pub would sing with them, with the chorus. And even if you didn't know the chorus and you were a visitor, you would pick up on it and you might clap along or you might just pick one or two words and sing along. So what I try and do often in my gigs, and I've had people from all over the world, and particularly the Americans really, really, really want to, they know quite a lot of our history, I have to say, and quite a lot of our culture. And they ask me about songs that sometimes I look at them, I kind of go, right, well, if you're asking me for that song, you have a huge connection to Ireland, because I'll know by the song. And they'll say, then they'll tell me, where, you know, why they have this song. And a lot of the time, Mike, they will say, oh, my grandfather used to sing that, or my father sang that in America, and he was always wanting to go back to Ireland. So you get that, like, and that's real, and I get that, you know. And so then they want to get involved in this. And yes, everything that you would see, with the exception of a little bit of maybe a little bit of an exaggeration, I suppose. Everything that you're talking about happens here, and that's the way the pubs are. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's interesting. And I want to ask you a question, Aidan. You mentioned that you've performed in Florida, but one thing about America, and I wonder how it is in Ireland, is there's three songs at least that I've come to the conclusion that you need to play if you're going to be an Irish band in America, and that is Wild Rover, Whiskey in the Jar, and Oh Danny Boy, and that's about, you know, it. I mean, yes. For you, I mean, how is it in Ireland? I mean, are those songs popular, or do you focus, like you said, more on the culture, more on the history-based songs?
That's interesting that you say that, because, see, Danny Boy is not an Irish song, you know? Danny Boy is a Scottish song, but it was adapted by the Irish people. So we kind of took it on. And Danny Boy over here is a song we don't sing that much, but we do sing. It's to be honest, when I went to Florida a while back, we did our first gig. And we did it in a place called the Four Green Fields in Tampa Bay. And a lovely place, thatched roof, the whole lot. And the first night I was there, I was asked for Danny Boy at least 20 times. And I said to the boys that were with me, the two band members, when I went back to the hotel, I said, geez, lads, we better brush up on Danny Boy, because, like, everybody's looking for this, you know. So I play whistles as well. And so I did this thing, and the boys were saying, why are you doing that? I said, because we're going to be asked for this everywhere. And we were asked for that song everywhere we went. And we, exactly the songs that you were saying. So we had Whiskey in the Jar, the Irish Whiskey in the Jar, not the Tin Lizzy one, which we do like. We had a group called Tin Lizzy, which I'm sure maybe you're familiar with, and they did a kind of a rocked up version. But what we do is the genuine sort of Irish cultural version, and so we do that. And then the Wild Rover, man, everybody wants the Wild Rover, you know. And what I noticed about America was, when we sang the Wild Rover, and it's no, nay, never. And then over here we go, rise up your skirt, just as a funny thing that everyone says. But everybody in America was waiting to come in on that, you know. And or another one, the Black Velvet Band. Now, the Black Velvet Band, when I sang that in America, her eyes, they shone like diamonds, you think she was the queen of the land. And then everyone went in, and she was. And we never knew that before. So we never heard the song being sang that way before.
Right.
So when we did, I kind of went, oh, okay, so we know where we are. And every time we said she was the queen of the land, and she was, everybody came in shouting it, like, you know. So, yeah.
Okay, Aidan. So we mentioned that you're, you know, a songwriter as well. So, I mean, do you like to write, you know, songs? I mean, do you research history? I mean, do you write some of these like history songs you were talking about? Or
yeah. So I write. So what I kind of do, if you see behind me, that flag is the Irish Republic. It's the Proclamation of Freedom from 1916. And my connection is quite big, because my grandfather was involved, and he was interned in 19, also during our Civil War. So I would have a big passion for songs that people would probably label rebel songs. And they are rebel songs, but they're rebel songs of an era that is very, very much a pinnacle sort of era of our history, which would be 1916, when we fought for our freedom. So, yeah, so what I do there is I look at stories, and I read some books, and I read some stories, and I pick up on maybe something that wasn't picked on before, and I write about it, and I write a song about it. And I've quite a few of them. I have a song that's called Ireland's Heroes, which I have recorded in studio, and I just haven't had a chance to put it on. I have a new album ready to go, but it was ready to go just before the pandemic, And then right. the pandemic hit, and I couldn't get into any studios. So it's just, so, yeah, so I had one called Ireland's Heroes, which is a bit like, it's a bit of our old time and our present time. And it's about some heroes that we would, names of heroes that would be very prominent and very sort of important in the Irish history and the Irish struggle, you know. Because, see, our struggle went on for 800 years. So, like, even though we had the 1916 rising, well, there was so many other risings that failed. So, like, you had 1897, you know, where there was a rising and that didn't work. And back in the 1700s and that didn't work, you know. And then you have our famine, which was 1846, 45, 6 and 7. So you've plenty of history like that. So yeah, I would pick up on all of those, you know. And one interesting thing is, so I have a show called The Monday Club every Monday, and it goes out here at 2:30 Irish time during the day. And the reason I did it was because it was one of my shows that I used to perform in Temple Bar. And when the lockdown came, I had people coming on to me asking me, would I go and do a few songs? So I just said, here, look, I'm quite, well, you know, I'll do this, like, you know. So I never missed one Monday during the pandemic. So we haven't missed a Monday in a year and a half. And I met a guy online, a guy called, there's two of them now. I'm just going to, yeah. So the man I talk about is Tom Parker. So Tom Parker is a man that he lives in Nova Scotia. Okay. And Tom was telling me about a story about the Erie Canal and the Irish people that worked on the Erie Canal. And the people, the conditions and the amount of people lost their lives working on the canal. And it was built by hand, shovel, pick, axe, jimmy bars, and then chiseled the stones out for all the canal bridges and the canals and the locks and all that kind of stuff. So the two of us got to collaborate then. And he said, I have a song, I'm going to send it to you. And he said, but I don't know how to finish it, and I don't know what I want to change it. So I took the story on board, and then we did that song, and I put loads of changes in, and then I wrote another verse and a few more little bits and pieces and a chorus. And then we came up with a song called The Erie Canal, you know? And that's going to go on the album, because now myself and Tom have co-written it, you know? So, yeah. Yeah, I take all the Irish stories I can, Mike, and they don't have to be Irish. They can be Irish-American. I have another song that I wrote about the very first man in America to receive the Medal of Honor was an Irishman from Roscommon. And so I've written that song with a guy from Florida as well called Ryan Bean. Yeah, so I've written that song with him, and I performed it on stage with Derek Warfield and the Wolftones, the Young Wolftones, and we performed it at a ceremony for Michael Murphy, who was the soldier who was killed in action in Afghanistan. The film was Lone Survivor. You might remember that film.
Yeah.
So it was about Mike, because he was Irish and these guys knew him. So I did a big commemoration night. And I met his mother, and we told her about the story and what's involved in the song and all that, you know. So, yeah. I like to do things like that.
Okay, Aidan, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is Aidan Doyle from beautiful Laois County and beautiful Ireland. And we're so blessed that Aidan could be here as he is a singer, songwriter, musician, performer, a Irish folk musician. We're so glad that he could share his Irish music for us and to tell us all about his love and passion he has from Ireland, being from Ireland and interviewing him in our Ireland. So again, my guest is Aidan Doyle. You are listening to the Hello World with Mike Kara, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, the General Central Florida, Orlando, Florida area, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.
A hotel out of Brandon in the year of 501 was a damp and dirty morning. Brendan's voyage had just begun. But tired of tinning turnips and cutting curly kale, he got back to the creamery, sure he heisted up his sail. He plowed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west. Of all the navigators, St. Brendan was the best. When he was low on candles, he was forced to make a stop. He tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was somewhere Kerry man? He went on to find Australia, then China and Japan. When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack. And turning to his albatross, says he, I'm heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what path do you take for missing head? I look to settle down at Bantry Harbour. Say Brendan to the albatross, he said. To make it fast, he built a mast and built a mighty steam around Terra del Fuego and up the Connor Stream. He crossed the last horizon, Mount Brendan was in sight. And when he reached for Dingle into Dingle for the night, and when he got the cordon blow, he went to douse the drought. He headed west to Cruger's to murder pints of stout. Around by Valley Ferritor and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brandon to set us home at last. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what path do you take for missing head? I'd love to settle down at Bantry Harbour. Say Brendan to the albatross, he said. And your population came, the place was chock or block. All of our money wouldn't get your nose inside the shop. The fishermen hauled up the nets, the farmers left their hay. The Kerry people know that saints don't turn up every day. Now everything was going grand till Brendan did announce his reason for returning was to try and set up house. The girls are flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck to see the wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what path do you take for missing head? I'd love to settle down at Bantry Harbour. St. Brendan to the albatross, he said. Worn down by rejection, sure it pierced his humble pride. Begot, says Brendan, if I run, sure I'd surely catch the tide. Turning in his sandals, he made straight for the docks. And hauling up his anchor, sure he cast out from the rocks. As he sailed past in his wrinkle along, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it out, sure it's great to see a boss. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, sure I badly need a break. A fortnight is about as much as any old saint could take. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what path do you take for missing head? I love to settle down at Bantry Harbour. Say Brendan to the albatross, he said. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what path do you take for missing head? I love to settle down at Bantry Harbour. Say Brendan to the albatross, he said.
Thank you.
Well, welcome back to our next segment of this edition of Hello World with Mike Kara, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth, and from beautiful Leash, Ireland. That's right. My guest today is the one and only Mr. Aidan Doyle, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, and Irish folk musician. And we're so blessed and honored that Aidan could be here today and tell us all about his great music. Well, thanks so much, Aidan. We truly are blessed and we truly do appreciate it.
Okay, Aidan, so I want to talk about some of these nice songs that our audience will be listening to, at least for the radio version. So let's see. First of all, we have the Irish pub song. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so this is a fun song. This is a fun song, and it's a song that no matter where you go in the world, you find an Irish pub. No matter where you go, you'll find an Irish pub. And it's all about the characters in it, you know. And the owner might be Norwegian, but the manager will come from Cork. And there could be fellas at the bar. And if one part says, there's a fella at the bar says only Egypt's work, you know. So he's happy enough to be at the bar. And he said, so this is a fun thing. And it's a great song, a song that people get up and dance around to and laugh. It gives them, you know, it's a good feeling song. And it's so you can walk, you know, it's you're walking to a city street, it might be in Peru, you know, and you'll still find a pub, you know. And you know, it's very true that I remember the first night I was setting up in Florida to do my gig, I got a tap on the shoulder and I turned around, and there was a guy standing beside me or behind me who grew up two doors away from where I live. And we were mates and friends. Right. Yeah. And there he was. He was after seeing that we were, and my name was after being advertised, and he drove to see the gig. You know, so it's like that, you know, no matter where you are in the world, there's that Irish connection. And that's what the song is all about, you know.
Oh, okay. So the next song we have is Brendan's Voyage. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, another one, another song that's a funny song. And see, we love to laugh at ourselves, you know that. You know the Irish love to laugh at themselves, like, you know.
Right, yeah.
So this song is, I always start this song, when I start this song, I say, right, here's a story about a guy called St. Brendan. Now, St. Brendan is reported to have found America before Christopher Columbus. But he was drunk, and it doesn't count.
Right.
So he was on the beer for 7 and 8 weeks on the boat. And then what he did was, he because it didn't count, he came back home, and he decided that, feck it, I'll go and get married. So that didn't work either, you know. So it's a real funny song, that is. And again, a real good-feeling song. I'm sure maybe you've heard, you've listened to it probably, but it's a real good-feeling song, you know. And you'll find, Mike, that we have the one thing that the Irish are really good at is we sing songs that make you cry, but we sing just as many songs that make you laugh.
Right, you know? Right, yeah.
So what we try and spread that feeling, you know, that so it's very sad, or it's very, very, very funny, you know.
Oh, okay. And another song we have here is Lonesome Boat Man. Can you tell us about this one?
Okay, so that's a tune. That's a tune, okay? Now, that Lonesome Boat Man is a tune, and it was written by a man called Finbar Fury, who was from a group called the Fury Brothers and Davy Arter. Now, the Fury Brothers and Davy Arter were huge all over the world. And so this is Finbar played whistles like myself, and he played what's called Illan pipes, which is a war pipe from years and years ago, but it's a really lovely instrument. And so he wrote this piece of music, but he could never get words to go with the song. They wouldn't come to him. So what he did then was he put a poem in front of the song, and he played it as a whistle tune. Now, the story is, it's all about a guy who was a sailor. And the ship that he sailed on could sail no more. So it came in from the shore, from the sea, and it was on dry dock. And it was falling asunder. And every time he went past it, his life flashed back of how much he loved the ship, and he loved the ocean and loved sailing. And then what happened was, he was telling the story one evening, and he by the time the story was finished, he passed away. And the man, like, let's say Finbar himself, was standing talking to him, and in the rain, and then he was just, the ambulance men came, took him away, and he was left standing there with this story in his head that was so very sad. And so the tune is, it's a whistle tune, a very, very popular piece of music over here.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, those are some songs. And now, Aidan, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, you performing. You mentioned about the Temple of Bar, and, you know, so right now, is things getting kind of somewhat back to normal as far as the musical performances in Ireland?
No, not really. That's the simple answer. And the funny thing, I was just driving about a half an hour ago, and my agent was talking to me, and he was just telling me that the word is out today that the pubs are starting to open, but they have banned live music again for another while. So it's looking like live music in the pubs probably won't be with us until about September, we're thinking, you know. We don't even know at that stage if it's... They're talking about experimenting on big crowds of, say, 5,000 people, open-air concerts and that. But then the smaller pub, which is kind of ironic, really, in a way, because the smaller pub is very easy to sort of keep an eye on everything and make sure things are in place. And I would have thought that would be the place to start, really, like, you know. But no, they don't seem to be doing anything. And all our musicians, including myself, all the musicians, every one of us are hurting now. We're just, I know guys, and they're in danger of losing their houses, like, because we're getting no help. We're not, it's not like, you know. And we would have been so used to being, like, Mike, I would get up in the morning today now, as I'm talking to you, on a normal day, I would have maybe 3 gigs finished already. So I would start, my gigs would start at 12 o'clock in the day, in the afternoon, and go right until 2 o'clock in the morning. And do we, all those guys were very hardworking musicians. Like, it's quite, as you well know, look, it's quite difficult to go and do 4 gigs in one day and do that 3 days in a row. That's 12 gigs in 3 days. Do you know? And it's very enjoyable, don't get me wrong. Our music, I think our music industry here is going to be the last thing to come back.
We hope it will be soon. So, okay, and one thing I wanted to ask you about, you know, is, you know, St. Patrick's Day. So, I mean, as far as the first question is, I mean, around, especially in around here, with the way we celebrate is with a big, you know, can of Guinness, corned beef and cabbage. I mean, is that how it is in Ireland?
Listen. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm only after getting up from the table, and I had the bacon and a turnip, like, you know, it's too much to say. But yeah, it would be the traditional dinner over here would be bacon, cabbage, and potato, 99% of people on Paddy's Day would start their day off with that, and the Guinness with it as well. So that's quite accurate. And when I went over and did my tour, it was the whole month of March I went, and I was amazed at America, because when I got there on the 2nd of May or March, they were celebrating Paddy's Day with parades. And when I was going away on the 23rd or 24th of March, they were still celebrating Paddy's Day. So in America, you seem to do it, it's like Paddy's Month, St. Paddy's Month.
Right, yeah.
That's what it looked like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
And I
was playing in Charlotte, in North Carolina, and we did a television program at 7:30 in the morning or something like that. And we played a tune, and the Irish dancers were dancing on the morning show as well. And it was very good. It was very nice. But yes, Paddy's Day would start off like that. It's quite accurate.
Okay, Aidan, you know what? That sounds great. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guest today is Aidan Doyle from beautiful Laois County, Ireland. And Aidan is, of course, a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer. He is a traditional Irish folk musician, and we're so blessed to have him here to tell us all about his very special music. Again, my guest, Aidan Doyle. You are listening to Hello World with Mike Kerr, as always, probably broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of Hello World with Mike Kara. As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is Aidan Doyle from beautiful Laois County, Ireland, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, a great traditional Irish folk musician. And we're so blessed and honored that Aidan could be here today. So we want to thank Aidan. We also want to thank each and every one of our radio listeners for sharing my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Aidan's love and passion for what he does, which is traditional Irish music. And if you've got a show idea, a topic, or maybe a specific guest, whether it's, a particular person or about Irish music or Scottish music or, Eastern European, Polish music, cooking, whatever it is, however specific you want to get with a particular subject matter or a particular guest, go to MikeKara.com, give me a call or send me an email. Again, my guest is Aidan Doyle, and Aidan, it's a pleasure and honor you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly are blessed, and we truly do appreciate it.
Okay, Aidan, so I want to talk a little bit, about your social media and your website and how people could see you. So first of all, let's talk about this Monday show. Now, as far as I wanted to let our American audience know what time that would be, you said what was the time, Irish time?
So, yeah, so the Irish time, we start the first of all, I'll tell you, the history of the Monday Club is goes back. It's a great Irish thing. Now, I do believe it's an American thing as well. But here's what it was all about. So, the Monday Club is a group of guys who get up on a Monday morning, and they have been so drunk and drank so much over the weekend that they can't face going to work. So some of them head off pretending they're going to work. They head to the pub and they get the hair of the dog that bit them, right? So is what we say over here. I know if you're familiar with that. So you go, yeah. Where were you going? Oh, I got the hair of the dog that bit me last night. So they go in and they start to get one or two in, and with every intention of saying, right, now I'll be right now and maybe I'll go to work, but that's not going to happen. So what to do is that they'll make a phone call, and then two of their friends will arrive, two more will arrive, three more, and then maybe a guitar and maybe a banjo. And then all of a sudden there's a session, and it's a Monday Club session. And the wife might think he's gone to work, or the husband might think she's gone to work, but she's gone around the corner to the local pub. And that's where it came from. And when during the Celtic Tiger here, Mondays were like better than Saturday nights, So that's where the Monday Club came from. And I wrote a song called The Monday Club. And I put it on social media. And it got like 1.7 or 8 million views. And it just, then I realized, everybody's likes the Monday Club. It's a funny song as well. It's just a funny thing about, going to the Monday Club and all that. And so that's where the Monday Club is. So then what happened was I started it. So I used to do a gig in Temple Bar, in the old Dublin or in Temple Bar, and it was always at 12:30 in the morning. But I changed it then a little bit because I realized that it was very early in America. I do realize that. So it's our time, 2:30, it starts every Monday. And it's on my site. My site is called Aidan Doyle Music on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So now, do you have like a website or?
No, what I do is, sorry, Mike. Yeah, so what I do, Mike, is I have that. On my Facebook site, then I have my email site, my emails as well. And we're in the process of doing a website. My son makes websites and makes all the different videos and all. So we're in the process of doing a full website, which we will have for an international spread,
Oh, okay. So now as far as YouTube, do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have any of these performances on Temple Bar on YouTube? Or
not yet. I do have three or four of my own songs, my original songs, on YouTube, and they'll be under Aidan Dial Music. There's videos of songs. There's not too many up yet, because what we were trying to do was, as I say, I have a full album ready to go, and we didn't want to launch it onto the YouTube without actually having it all finished in studio, you know. So we held back on that then, and we're in that process at the moment of doing that. So the easiest way for somebody to see my music at the moment is to go into Aidan Dial Music on Facebook. And what we do is, after every show, I post a video and leave it up for 30 days. I leave it for the month. And people can look into it. And my reach would be quite good. There's times I could reach 32, 33, 34,000 people around the world, you know. And loads of comments and loads. There's great banter on it, you know. And I love people telling me their stories and asking for old Irish songs that they know, stuff that will move them or stuff that will make them laugh or stuff that will remind them of a loved one that's gone, or, you know, stuff like that, you know. I mean, it's a real good feel show, you know.
Right. So one thing, Aidan, I wanted to, you know, ask you, you know, talking about, you know, celebrations, of course, in America, we have the 4th of July, which is very big here. But I mean, do you have an equivalent to like the 4th of July, like Ireland Independence Day or something?
Yeah. So our Independence Day it's Easter, you know. Easter is always the Easter Rising is. So in 1916, it started on Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, you know. And so they would be our 4th of July, you know. And then for the whole month of the Easter month, there would be quite a lot of different celebrations going on, because when our leaders of the proclamation were all captured after the initial fight, they were all executed in Kilmainham jail on different dates throughout the month of May. So when Easter comes along and finishes, then May takes over. So go on for maybe a month after, like, but the main one would be Easter, you know?
Oh, okay. Aidan, I really, you know, appreciate, you know, your time, and definitely talking about, you know, Ireland. I wish I could take a plane right now from Orlando International Airport to Dublin, because it just, I mean, I'm sure I know the answer, but it just seems so wonderful and so green. And I mean, is that how you view Ireland? Do you have a lot of love for it, or?
Oh, look, you know, I couldn't tell you enough, because Ireland's in my heart. Like, Ireland is just everything. I have choices. When I worked, I could have worked all over the world. And I was blessed that I was able to stay here in this country. And I don't mean that about anybody else's country either. I like to visit other countries.
Right,
when you
yeah.
come back here, and I drove home. I was away today and I drove home. And the fields are just emerald green now. And the hawthorn bushes are bent over with white flowers. And the lovely smell along the road of the flowers coming through the window. And yeah, so there's a lot of green. And it's funny that you say that, because Johnny Cash, one of your own greats, Johnny came to Ireland, and Johnny wrote a song called The 40 Shades of Green. And wrote it on the airplane flying out of Ireland after being here. And he wrote it on a napkin on the airplane. And what struck him was, he knew Ireland was green, but he didn't realize from the air that green came in at least 40 shades of green. And that's where he wrote this song. Now, the thing about it is, it's a beautiful song, and we adopted it. We adopted it. And I often sang this in Dublin, and American people come up and say, Johnny Cash wrote that? And I said, he did, yeah. And the thing about it was, he got it spot on. He wrote, it could have been written by an Irishman, as far as we were concerned. And it was a masterstroke. So we robbed the song, and we made it very popular over here, you know?
Right. Okay, Aiden, is there any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention or mention that you're recording an album or something?
Yeah, so I'm recording an album at the moment, and I've got eight fantastic Irish songs on it and one or two Irish stroke American songs on it. And we are going to have everything in it. I'm blessed because my friends who are musicians, they've all they have huge experience. Like, you know, we've got guys who have toured the world and are used to touring the world, and they're all there. They're friends with me, friends of mine now, and it's easy for us to go into a studio when there's no pandemic, of course, and we just sit around and jam along and come up with the music. And there's going to be everything from Illan pipes to accordions to banjos and fiddles. And the music will be really, really, really heartfelt and real good Irish music, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, we want to thank you so much for your time, Aiden. My guest has been Aiden Doyle, and you've been listening to Hello World with Mike Cara. And please definitely catch us again next time.